Thousands of travellers are cancelling or postponing flights because of COVID-19, and it's hitting airlines hard. The International Air Transport Association says globally, airlines could lose up to $170 billion in revenue this year, on par with the global financial crisis. The industry's held 2 days of crisis talks, as Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge reports.
It's set to be a bleak year for the airline industry. The International Air Transport Association says Asia-Pacific airlines were the first to suffer the economic impact of COVID-19, and now that pain is being felt in Europe and beyond. The potential losses if the virus spreads rapidly are more than triple the projection the association made just 2 weeks ago. Its chief economist is Brian Pearce.
We could see the effect on revenues exceed $100 billion, around about 19% of global passenger revenues. You know, this would be a revenue shock equivalent to what was seen in the global financial crisis.
IATA is appealing to consumers to have the confidence to travel, lining up medical experts to tell the public the risk of infection while travelling is extremely low, including infectious disease specialist Dr. Isaac Bogosh.
Certainly this is front and center on many people's minds, the risk of acquiring a COVID-19 infection on an airplane. And, you know, to date, we've seen multiple flights and exported cases from affected areas, from China, from Italy, from Iran. And when we take a step back and look at the risk of transmission on the actual airplane with people who have symptoms, it's still remarkably low.
IATA says travel bans and restrictions don't stop the spread of COVID-19 infections, but stopped short of criticising governments who have put bans in place. It also praised China's efforts to contain the virus. Aviation expert Dr. David Yu says while the industry has a commercial incentive to encourage travel, the information is based on medical advice.
I think it is good advice. The issue from my point of view, it actually has to do with more regulatory aspects, such as visa restrictions and immigration restrictions. That's really kind of stunting a lot of it. For example, I'm based in Shanghai. If I go to Korea, for example, I might not be able to come back, or if I do come back, might be quarantined.
Consumers are also wary about travelling internationally because some insurance policies exclude cover for COVID-19. In Australia, airlines are already discounting domestic travel. Analyst Tom Yule from Ibis World.
If your international market isn't going so well, you turn to the domestic market to try and pick up some of the slack. And this is likely to be aided by, post-bushfire campaigns encouraging domestic travel, encouraging Australians to get out and see more of their own country. So there are a few positive conditions there.
British budget airline Flybe announced its collapse yesterday. Analysts say budget airlines with thin profit margins and large amounts of debt will be particularly vulnerable in coming months.
Southeast Asia correspondent Amy Bainbridge.